This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools has released the criteria for consolidating small schools in the district. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The district's enrollment has declined by more than 3,000 students since 2018. That's due to a declining birth rate and rising house prices pushing families out of Denver. The district is recommending consolidating, not closing schools. It says elementary and middle schools with fewer than 215 students should be considered. Plus, schools with fewer than 275 kids, but that are also projected to lose students, and charter schools that aren't financially solvent. DPS Superintendent Alex Mare hasn't named schools. The school board must approve any future school closures. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Voter rights groups want Colorado Springs to move its city elections from April to November, citing racial discrimination. A lawsuit filed against the city says the timing of an election can result in unfair practices just as much as where or how the election takes place. Mike Williams is director of Citizens Project, one of the plaintiffs.
We're one of the fastest growing cities in the country, one of the best places to live, and our representation at the city level doesn't really reflect the community at this point.
The suit says non-white voters are about half as likely to participate in off-year April elections when compared to white voters. The city declined to comment. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau visits Colorado Springs today and NORAD headquarters at Peterson Space Force Base. The Springs and Metro Denver have some clouds this afternoon and highs near 80. This is CPR News and KRCC.